Support for WPR comes from Viterbo University, dedicated to supporting the state's health with doctoral and master's degrees in nursing, counseling, nutrition, and more. Viterbo.edu/graduate. Support for WPR comes from Doulaying the Doula, offering birth and postpartum training and certification programs for medical professionals and other interested humans. More information about training is at doulaworkshop.com.
Are Democrats boycotting Fox News when it comes to presidential debates? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, April the 24th. Two 2008 presidential candidate debates that were to be co-sponsored by the Fox News Channel have been canceled because the leading Democratic candidates will not participate. The first had been set for August and was to be co-sponsored by the Nevada Democratic Party. Another was scheduled for September with the Congressional Black Caucus involved. But John Edwards, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton all recently announced they won't attend. What's going on here? Why are Dems giving Fox the cold shoulder? And are they making the right decision? Or do you think it's unfair to think that Fox News would somehow be unfair to Democrats in a debate? We welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or send us an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Our guest is Roger Aronoff, media analyst for Accuracy in Media. He is also writer and director of the documentary Confronting Iraq, Conflict and Hope. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on.
So what do you think is going on here with the Democrats refusing to participate in these Fox News-sponsored debates?
I think basically they're playing to their base. They realize that there's such an antipathy toward Fox News that they feel that they're going to score points, and plus they're feeling the pressure from groups like MoveOn.org that are urging them not to even appear on Fox News for any reason. They want to argue and try to marginalize Fox and claim that it's such a biased network that it's, in fact, basically an arm for the Republican Party.
Yeah. So what sort of evidence is there that MoveOn.org and other groups are asking Democrats to boycott Fox News?
Well, there certainly have been reports to that effect. And then we've recently had such things as the Media Reform Conference and places where MoveOn.org has been a presence there, as well as groups like Media Matters for America, and they're really pressing and saying that these groups shouldn't go on Fox. And then, you know, they point to just again that the shows they claim are just so far biased conservative that in fact, you know, that by going on, they're just kind of feeding the right wing and helping out that side when they really just shouldn't even give the network the credibility of going on there. But for instance, last night I saw Charles Schumer go on. So I mean, obviously, a number of Democrats, those who aren't running for the White House anyway at this point, seem to view it as a place that maybe they can go and find support eventually and win over some of the people who tend to watch Fox News.
Yeah. You think that's a smarter strategy for Democrats than boycotting debates?
I absolutely do, because Fox, I believe, is here to stay, and it's one network that, in fact, I think gets largely a bad rap from these people and in many ways, it is a fair and balanced network. I think a show like Brit Hume's Special Report is probably, in my view, the best of the news and analysis shows. Clearly, some of the other shows may have a more of a point of view that they're pushing. But for instance, Hannity and Combs, you've got a show that has someone from the left and someone from the right on there on every issue. And Bill O'Reilly goes out of his way to bring on guests that have opposing points of view, as opposed to, for instance, Keith Olbermann on Countdown on MSNBC, where he basically, the only people he brings on are people who agree with him.
Is the strategy that the Democratic candidates are apparently following with refusing to participate in these first two debates that Fox News tried to put together, is that going to succeed in marginalizing the Fox News network?
Well, I don't think so. I think Fox has proven to have a loyal audience, but there's another thing at work here, and that seems to be part of a larger effort to basically silence conservative talk radio and TV at the same time by reinstituting the Fairness Doctrine, which is, I guess, an issue we can and should get into, but there are at least two bills that have been introduced in Congress attempting to do just that. And,
yes.
And the idea, I believe, is to basically, muzzle these conservative voices and, you know, that have appeared and become as common as they are ever since the Fairness Doctrine was lifted back in the 1980s.
We're going to check our weather forecast and then continue talking with Roger Aronoff, media analyst for the group Accuracy in Media, also writer-director of the documentary Confronting Iraq, Conflict and Hope. We are talking about the recent withdrawal by leading Democratic presidential candidates from Fox News co-sponsored debates, something our guest says is evidence the party is on the offensive against Fox and other perceived right-wing enemies in the media. 1-800-642-1234. We welcome your thoughts and questions for him in Madison 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, April the 24th. Hope you stay tuned and join At Issue with Ben Marins between 4 and 6 this afternoon. The first 2008 presidential candidate debate will be this week. It's going to be on Thursday on MSNBC. It's an MSNBC-sponsored debate, co-sponsored debate, along with the South Carolina Democratic Party. There will be another MSNBC co-sponsored debate among the Republican candidates scheduled for May 3rd. Fox News has been trying to schedule debates, working with the Nevada Democratic Party and with the Black Congressional Caucus, but both have fallen through. The Democratic candidates are deciding not to participate in debates that Fox News is involved with, at least not yet. We wonder if this is smart, if this is fair, what questions you have for our guest who is with the group Accuracy in Media. Roger Aronoff is media analyst for AIM or Accuracy in Media. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison 263-1890. Mr. Aronoff, I should be, I suppose, a little more precise. I believe it was the Nevada Democratic Party that backed out of that first Fox News sponsored presidential debate, looking at and not liking the Fox News or the Fox president's Roger Ailes comments about Senator Barack Obama and making a joke that some thought was comparing Barack Obama to Osama bin Laden. Wasn't that an appropriate reason for the Nevada Democratic Party to withdraw?
Well, I think if you look at that joke in context, he was really making fun of President Bush for misspeaking, mistaking Obama for Osama bin Laden. I don't think it was a joke aimed at Barack Obama.
So, it wasn't a joke comparing Barack Obama to Osama bin Laden. It was a joke that President Bush couldn't
right.
tell the difference, or, you know,
right.
had the names confused.
Yes, I think that's pretty clear. That's who he was making fun of.
Yeah. And then there was, I have heard John Edwards' campaign saying things like that Fox News is not to be trusted in treating candidates fairly because of this bias. What would your response be to that?
My response is that, I think there is more bias really on the other networks, on MSNBC, on CNN, and, we've seen it through the years on CBS. Look at what they did just before the 2004 election with that report on 60 Minutes with Dan Rather about Bush's National Guard record and what that turned out to be. I mean, I think really what this is about is that the left used to have, in essence, a monopoly over the airwaves. And ever since the end of the Fairness Doctrine in the 80s, and with the rise of talk radio, with the Internet, with cable TV and outlets such as Fox, finally the conservative voice has a place that it can be aired out. And so I think this is something that they don't like and would like to, and there are efforts that have been flying underneath the radar to reinstate this fairness doctrine, which we see as a way to really try to muzzle the conservative voice again.
Let's go to lots of phone calls. John and Clyde is with us first. Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. It's a propaganda station. They won't even let it run in England. They let Al Jazeera, and I'm pronouncing that wrong, the one in the Near East, they let that in England. They have a law there that you cannot have propaganda news or whatever it is in England. There's a law there. They won't let Fox in there. And if you talk, say that's fair and balanced, they don't finish. They'll give you a highlight, but they won't finish the sentence theoretically. They'll tell you that something happened, but they leave a little bit out, so you got to fill in. And if they get somebody that really disagrees with them, they'll talk over them and then cut them off.
Who's they? Everybody on Fox?
Not everybody on Fox, but they come up with this. He just mentioned the guy after O'Reilly, and I've watched Fox.
Hannity and Combs.
Combs has some kind of a contract in there that he can't contradict Kennedy. Okay.
Well, I don't know. Do you know if any of this is true, Roger Aronoff?
No, I don't believe there's anything in Alan Combs' contract that he can't contradict Sean Hannity. And in fact, if the Brits, which we know air other Rupert Murdoch stations, deem Al Jazeera not to be propaganda and Fox to be propaganda, I would say that's a serious problem of judgment with British parliamentarians or whoever's making that decision. That I don't know if that is true, but that seems quite strange. And look, Fox has many credible Democrats and liberals on as paid analysts. They have Wesley Clark. They've recently signed Harold Ford. They have Mara Liasson. They have Juan Williams. And for instance, you don't find this on the other networks. When they bring on a conservative, for instance, on MSNBC, it's usually Pat Buchanan, who is very opposed to Bush on many of the issues. And so as far as networks that give a fair view, a fair airing to both views, if we want to say both as opposed to many, then I really think you can find that on Fox. And look, Fox is certainly not the only place one should be getting their news. And that's the beauty of the world we live in today, is that we are all free to be our own editors, and there are so many places we can get our news. And I think the idea that, we're getting it from too few places and that we need to even limit this voice, to me, is quite wrong-headed and even absurd.
So because Juan Williams and Mara Liasson have NPR connections, were you're kind of assuming they're liberal in their reporter-analyst positions?
Well, I'm not just assuming it, I guess. I'm saying just as we recognize anyone's views, and they generally identify themselves that way. I suspect if you ask them their views or their party registration, you would find out that they're probably both Democrats or independents, but I think they definitely are on the liberal side of the equation.
Yeah, I don't know what their party registration is, but let's move on. Dan in Menominee Falls. Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you. The reason that liberals don't want to debate conservatives is because they lose on the issue, and it degenerates into name-calling. And if you want to debate them on, blow-by-blow, point-by-point on the issues, you'll never make that happen because liberalism is a feelings-based ideology. It's not based on principles. It's based on what feels best now and what's the current fashionable, trendy thing that liberals are following. And it's got benchmarks. Here's three of them. First, there's no set of moral absolutes. Second, there's no judgment. If you have those two, and you go to step number three, yeah. Which is...
I'm not sure we're here to bash liberalism. Dan, what do you think of this, whether the Democrats are making the right or wrong decision in not participating in Fox News debates?
I think they show their fear, and they're going to be caught up in issues, and they actually have to defend their ideology, which there is no defense for.
Yeah, they're afraid. Do you think so? Is that the reason that the Democrats are refusing? They're afraid, Roger Aronoff?
Well, there may be something to that. I wouldn't expect Hillary Clinton to be willing to sit for an interview, say, with Brit Hume or Sean Hannity, because she's certainly not going to get softball questions that she would get with, again, a Keith Olbermann or even a Tim Russert. So I think that there may be, something to that. So, look, they think they're playing to their base and appeasing their base in that sense. And I think it's probably a mistake that they should be willing to go on there and see if they can't change the minds of the people who watch that network. If they're really comfortable and confident with their views, look, they're asking to be elected to deal with some of the most hostile nations and groups out in the world to protect this country. So they certainly should be able to go on Fox News and defend their point of view. And I don't think it's a matter of, giving credibility to Fox. Fox is what it is. It has credibility to many people, and I think mostly that's deserved.
Dan, thank you for the call. Gary in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, thanks. Well, I don't think that Fox is really and truly, and I don't think most people feel that way, a news network anymore.
Why not?
Well, this Murdoch is a world-renowned neocon, and this Ailes is as well. And to say that it's fair and balanced is, I think, in most people's estimation, a joke. To compare it to a real news organization with O'Reilly spewing his hatred and so forth is just not fair. And even Brit Hume, and Maura Liasson and Juan Williams are really kind of softballs, when it comes. It's almost as if they've been muffled when you see them on that show. The other one with Krauthammer and... I think that Maura Liasson's on there. Well, Krauthammer and this other guy are known conservatives, and that's supposed to be fair and balanced. It's absurd. I think they're losing viewership, quite frankly. And I think the Democrats are absolutely right. There's no civility there. I'll take my comments off the air.
Thanks a lot, Gary, for the call. We'll have to wait for those comments after news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. It's news break time, and then we'll continue talking with Roger Aronoff, media analyst for Accuracy in Media, talking about Democratic presidential candidates boycotting Fox News debates. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Tuesday, April the 24th. We are talking about how Democrats seem to be boycotting debates that are co-sponsored by the Fox News Channel. Two so far, 2008 presidential candidate debates that were to be co-sponsored by Fox have been canceled or at least are in limbo because the leading Democratic candidates will not participate. The first one was set for August, and that was to be co-sponsored by the Nevada Democratic Party, but then the Nevada Democratic Party pulled out. Another scheduled for September with the Congressional Black Caucus involved with this one is apparently still on the schedule, but last week Hillary Clinton joined John Edwards and Barack Obama in snubbing the debate. And apparently some believe that Barack Obama's withdrawal gave others the political cover to do the same. We're talking about whether Democrats are smart in avoiding Fox News Channel-sponsored debate or whether this is fair. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We wonder if you think Fox News somehow would produce an unfair debate that Democrats were involved in, or would a Fox News moderator ask unfair questions of the candidates? Or do you think it's just a smart political move for Democrats to snub Fox News, which many believe is not sympathetic to the Democratic Party? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest, who says that this is evidence that the Democratic Party is on the offensive against Fox. He is Roger Aronoff, media analyst for the group Accuracy in Media. And our next, I shouldn't go to another caller, Roger Aronoff, because we just heard from a caller in Madison before the news who said the Democrats are right, that Fox News is not a news network. I guess it's something else, according to our caller. You want to respond to his thoughts?
Sure. One of the things he said is that Rupert Murdoch is a neocon, and that's part of the problem here. And but what you have to look at is Rupert Murdoch. He held a fundraising. He was one of the sponsors of a fundraiser for Al Gore in 2000. His newspaper, the New York Post, endorsed Hillary Clinton for her race last year in the Senate. For him, this is more of a business niche. He sees that basically people who lean right were not being served by any of the networks, that they weren't getting their views heard or represented. And so, you know, that's what Fox News represents. And again, I think they bend over backwards to try to present the other views. And that, again, is why they have people like Wesley Clark and these others on there all the time, and they have Combs opposite Hannity. I realize that many on the left feel that Combs is too muffled, as he said, or softball or whatever, but I think he's a good spokesman for the cause. He also has his own radio show on the Fox Radio Network. So for Murdoch, there's much evidence that what this is for him is really a business opportunity. The president of his network also, Peter Chernin, is openly backed John Kerry in 2004. I mean, there's much evidence that the top people at Fox clearly prefer the Democrats to the Republicans.
Speaking of presidents, former president Bill Clinton was on Fox News talking with Chris Wallace of Fox News Sunday Morning. And I'm sure you remember that exchange. There was quite a heated exchange when Chris Wallace was questioning Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton accused Chris Wallace of, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember the exact quote, but of carrying the water for Chris Wallace's right-wing bosses. What was your what are your thoughts about that confrontation?
Well, I thought that it was one manufactured by Clinton, because he had to expect those questions, because they were clearly out there, that it was all to do with that ABC show Path to 9/11.
That's right.
In which it raised questions about Clinton's policies and the opportunities that he had passed up on getting rid of bin Laden when those opportunities existed. And so he jumped all over that, and it was also right at the time that he had his Clinton Global Initiative going. And just to contrast it, Keith Olbermann had him on there, and just with all the respect he could muster, handed him a big check on TV and said, here, this is for some more schools in Kenya or something, you know, talk about checkbook journalism or just a contrasting view. So, yeah, Clinton, he did it right in the sense that he got on and he got to take his shot at Fox. I mean, that's any of these people could do that, and the fact that they won't go on there and mix it up and try to show that their position is one that they're confident and strong about is a sign of weakness, in my view. And I really, you know, think that tactically they're making a mistake.
Yes.
But they're, again, they think they're doing what their base wants them to do.
Gary also made note that Fox News is losing viewership, and that is true from what I've read. But is Fox News and the Fox News channel in any trouble?
No, I don't think it's in any trouble. Generally, the ratings have been far exceeding the combined ratings of the other two cable news networks at any given time in the evenings. There apparently have been some gains made by Olbermann, for instance, against O'Reilly and Palazan, in the sense that, I guess in the demographic of males 24 to 54, I saw a recent figure that he beat them on one, I'm not sure if it was one night or one week or something, but generally over the last couple of years, O'Reilly has averaged approximately 2 million viewers at any time during his 8 o'clock run, while Olbermann and CNN at that time were drawing around 400,000 to 500,000 viewers at that time. And I haven't really seen any dramatic long-term shift in that in those numbers. So no, I think Fox is quite healthy as a money-earning network.
Next, we go to Bill in Deerfield. Hi, Bill. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning. Well, if Fox is in fact a news station, they're not doing a very good job. The University of Maryland Schools of Journalism and Public Policy did an exhaustive 10,000-person study of people and how they consumed their news and what their actual knowledge of the facts were in both domestic and foreign policy issues. And people that consumed their news through public radio and public TV, the BBC, did fairly well. They got most of the questions right. The other end of the extreme was the viewer who watched Fox. They got barely 10% of the questions correct. In fact, people that said they did not watch news scored higher than people that watched Fox. So maybe the Democrats should do the debate and educate some of these people, because they're woefully lacking in understanding what's really going on in the world.
Mm-hmm. Roger Aronoff?
Well, I don't know about that particular survey he's referring to from the University of Maryland. Maybe I will definitely look into it, but it without knowing it, I shouldn't say anything, but, yeah.
That got a lot of attention. I remember one aspect of the survey got a lot of attention that maybe you will recall, and I remember it maybe because I'm in public radio, but public radio listeners, yes, indeed, according to this survey, answered these questions correctly, like, for example, that there was that Saddam Hussein was or was not directly involved with the September 11th attacks. And public radio listener says he was not directly involved, but the Fox News viewers said he was. Do you remember that?
Well, I've certainly heard that point made. I don't relate it to that study, but I take your word for it. But, you know, that's a good example, because I would like to see the examples of, say, reporting on Fox where they said, that 9/11 was related to Saddam. Because, you know, first of all, that hasn't been a position of the Bush administration. You know, one thing it was the subject of, and that was a federal lawsuit where families of the victims of 9/11 actually sued Saddam and bin Laden, and they won a case of over $100 million in federal court. Judge Harold Bear basically, who said that the weight of the evidence would convince a jury that there was involvement between Saddam and 9/11. Now, I don't argue that, and the administration didn't argue that, but clearly there were many ties between Saddam and various terrorist organizations. I mean, Abu Nidal, Abu Abbas, I mean, we can go down the list, and there were certainly many high-level meetings with al-Qaeda. There's just no known proof for of any operation collaboration between the two. So in other words, what people know may not necessarily be the truth. So that's part of the problem with a survey like that.
Our guest is Roger Aronoff, media analyst for Accuracy in Media. He is also a writer and director of the documentary Confronting Iraq, Conflict and Hope. He's talking with us about the recent news that the leading Democratic candidates will not be participating in a second attempt by Fox News to co-sponsor a presidential candidate debate. Two attempts so far have failed, Democrats not participating in these Fox News-sponsored debates. We wonder if this is a smart decision by the Democrats or not. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 11 minutes before 7 o'clock. Coming up after 7, well, Congress is expected to send President Bush a bill with Iraq war funding, but also with some strings attached, a timetable for withdrawal. President Bush is once again promising to veto this. We're going to talk about this debate and what's going to happen next after 7 o'clock. We're talking with Roger Aronoff, media analyst for Accuracy in Meeting, about the recent news that the Democratic candidates, the leading presidential candidates, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John Edwards, are not going to participate in another Fox News co-sponsored debate, one that was scheduled for September 23rd. The candidates will be at a debate instead, co-sponsored by CNN, which, according to a Barack Obama campaign spokesperson, seemed like a more appropriate host. Todd in Appleton, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I think Barack Obama's final comment really kind of sums the whole thing up when you talk about a more appropriate host. I think one way you need to look at this is that by not going on Fox, but being willing to go on all the other networks, I believe that what the Democrats are finally publicly acknowledging is that they are acknowledging the left wing bias of the rest of the media. Because if you look at the criticism that's ever laid against any kind of media outlet, all the other networks criticize only one other network, and that's Fox. They do not like a perspective that differs from their own. And if you listen to their news, it's all the same every day. But what you can hear if you listen to other conservative outlets, you can't avoid the left-wing perspective because all of those shows appear on ABC or CBS news networks and radio programs in particular. So what happens is every time that you hear a right-wing commentator say, well, here's something you won't hear in the mainstream media. Every half an hour, you get an example of it, and you don't hear about the points that are brought up. And oftentimes, they're very they're seemingly large stories, big stories that, and several weeks later, they may come out in the news. And finally, people catch up with it, but they're 2 weeks behind the curve. The other point that I'd like to just make is that the stumble that you mentioned and you attributed to Roger Ailes before about Obama and Osama. That comment has been spun by the media to be attributed to talk radio and Roger Ailes, and he may have made fun of it, but he was making fun of Ted Kennedy, who is the originator of the comment. And you can find that out by just looking at Google.
Yeah, I guess. Do you know anything about that, Roger Aronoff?
As I said before, I recalled it being making fun of Bush.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
But to most of his other points, I agree. And I would ask your listeners to ask themselves, what would they do about Fox if they find it so objectionable? Would they want to have a government ministry of truth or something sitting there listening and say, they can't say that, and fine them or take them off the air for things they say? Or what is it exactly? Is this new reinstitution of the fairness doctrine, is that the solution they want to see and leave it to the whims of whoever is in office to decide what's okay to be on the air? Or do we really respect the First Amendment enough to let all voices flourish out there and let people speak and then see whatever the consequences are?
Yeah. Did someone introduce a reintroduction or a reestablishment of the Fairness Doctrine?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of them that have been. One is called the Media Ownership Reform Act. Mm-hmm. Maurice Hinchey and Louise Slaughter has a different one. And they're both sort of sitting there, and they never even get talked about. And the reason I think they don't is because, look, I think in a reasonable debate, you're going to hear what I just said, that with the First Amendment, as much as we all cherish it in this country, it seems very counter to what the First Amendment is all about. So I think just because they find it offensive, what is said on talk radio and Fox News is not a good enough reason to either take them off the air or force them to invite certain guests on to present another point of view.
Thanks to Todd for the call. Carolyn in Green Bay, hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I think the Democrats were right to not appear on Fox, because Fox is really part of what's known as the right-wing echo chamber, which includes their Washington Times and the talk radio. And there was this specific example earlier in the campaign, a couple months ago. A big story broke that Barack Obama had attended a Muslim madrasa in Malaysia or somewhere, and also that it was put out by Hillary Clinton's campaign. So they kind of got a twofer. That appeared first in the Washington Times. It kind of reverberated around that echo chamber, which Fox is a big loudspeaker there. Before it was ever checked out, it was found that the madrasa was not a madrasa. It was simply a school in Malaysia. And Hillary Clinton's campaign had nothing to do with it. But, of course, it was out there many times over, repeated on Fox News before anyone bothered to check it out. I think CNN finally checked out and found that there was no truth to it. And I think some comments your guest has made kind of show. He said that the rise of the conservative talk radio and Fox News came about after the Fairness Doctrine was thrown out. Well, that kind of is an admission that there's some fairness maybe that's lacking there in those outlets.
Roger.
Well, if you view the government as the arbiter of fairness and that they should be deciding what is fair and what isn't fair, then maybe there should be a fairness czar to sit there and watch the news and tell us what we can and cannot hear. And look, as far as this specific reference you just made about the Obama story, what happened was it was Insight magazine, not the Washington Times, but I know they are related. But the basic story was that Hillary Clinton's team was looking into this, and they stand by that story to this day. So whether it was proven, I mean, CNN did go back there and visit this school 30 years later to see what it's like now. And you know, it's all a little unclear what the significance of it and what the actual facts are about what happened. But as far as that story and how it was reported, that's what was said at the time. And, you know, it was kind of blown up into this thing that Fox was making up a story about Obama. So you need to look at the details of some of these stories to see what actually happened, as opposed to sort of the accusations that are flying about what happened.
Yeah, I believe that Barack Obama's campaign did cite that reporting on his schooling as a child by Fox as one of the reasons why he thought CNN would be a more appropriate host for this debate. Ann in Decorah, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning to your guest. I'm thinking perhaps they've looked at the past record of Fox when it comes to debate coverage. There was in the 2004 presidential debate, or there was a debate at a college that was being aired on Fox, and I was watching it. And then in the middle of the debate, they cut away and had commentators telling me what I had seen, what I would be seeing, and I had to search around. I think I found on C-SPAN and watched the end of it. But that alone would be a reason to perhaps not go to Fox. And also, I'd like to know what your guest thinks of when it comes to complete fairness. These people are running to be the president of the United States, not the president of the Republic United States, the Democrat United States.
Right, so right. I'm sorry, we have less than 30 seconds. Roger Aronoff, do you think that Fox News unfairly edits these things?
Well, look, all the networks that have anchors, they constantly interrupt, and yeah, C-SPAN is the greatest institution. That's the one thing that I think those of us on the left and the right all agree on, is that C-SPAN is great, and you go there if you want to not be interrupted by hosts.
We're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time. Thank
you. Check our website at aim.org, and we have reports on all this under special reports. And thank you very much for having me, Joy.
Thank you. Roger Aronoff, media analyst for Accuracy in Media. Thanks to Steve Williams and Karen Prager for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.